What is commonly assumed to be the link between medical marijuana legalization and crime?
Well, one argument is that if you legalize marijuana, then there is more available in the community. And if people use marijuana more, then they're more likely to use other drugs like cocaine or heroin. And those drugs have been shown to have a link with more crime, particularly interpersonal violence and so forth. So that's the main fear. Another fear is that if there are dispensaries around, then there could be the potential target of crimes that come to either steal the marijuana or steal cash and so forth. Those are probably the strongest reasons why someone might make that claim.
Tell me how you conducted this study.
Sure. We collected data from a broad array of sources, ranging from the FBI's Uniform Crime Reports for crime statistics that were reported annually for each state. We also collected data from the U.S. Census, from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, even the Beer Institute. And after compiling all that data, we basically built statistical models using all of these components that have been shown to have been linked with crime, such as increases in alcohol use, or our measure was increases in beer sales. And after we condition all that out, we can get a really specific look on whether that change in legislation specific to medical marijuana had its own independent effect.
And what did you find?
The main finding was that there was no increase in crime following legalization of marijuana for medical purposes. And in fact, some models suggest that reductions occurred for crimes, including homicide and assault.
How is that possible? I feel like that will contradict many people's assumption.
Sure, yeah, that's a great question. And that's something that definitely needs more research and validation. But one of the arguments is that it surrounds alcohol use. So some studies have shown that when medical marijuana becomes available legally, we have reductions in alcohol misuse. And since we have an association between alcohol misuse and crime, when people substitute the marijuana for the alcohol, the crime that would have followed declines.
That's an interesting theory. So there are studies showing a link between alcohol and increases in crime.
Right. And that's been around for a long time, and there's definitely a positive correlation between alcohol misuse and interpersonal violence.
So Dr. Morris, your study looks at medical marijuana legalization, not recreational marijuana legalization, which is what the laws are, for example, in Colorado. What would be the difference, you think, if you were to examine that?
Well, that's a great question. And that's something we're definitely looking forward to doing research on. And the only thing standing in our way is time, really. We need time for the data to become available to assess that impact. As far as I'm cautious to speculate on what we might find, but taking the body of literature, I think that findings from this and other studies, a good hypothesis could be that we perhaps don't find a significant relationship between use and crime, but that remains to be seen.
That's Dr. Robert Morris. He's Associate Professor of Criminology at the University of Texas, Dallas, and the Director of the Center for Crime and Justice Studies. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.